Actually, I might just mention my role began almost over 60 years ago when I was Australian consul to then Portuguese Timor. And it was exactly 60 years ago. It was the end of the first year of my time there. But my role with the UN was I became involved with the Security Council operation or efforts to try and bring about an act of self-determination rather early in the 90s. And then actually I was one of the observers at the referendum, and I later became an advisor to the UN mission right throughout this initial period of UNTAD, and then I came back in 2006 at the time of crisis.
So you've had quite a long view of the UN's role, and in particular the UN mission in the last decade or so. How do you rate the success of the UN mission?
I think the mission has gone pretty well. It's hard to applaud yet because the story is not at an end. But if we look back at the situation in 1999, when East Timor had been reduced to ashes, really, 73% of all buildings had been destroyed or damaged in this Indonesian departure, actually organized and ordered by the TNI. And we look at where it is now, it's certainly gone a long way. And politically, it's gone quite a long way. But, of course, there are some problems that are rather worrying. One thing is, of course, the ordinary population. Over 40% are still malnourished and in poverty. And that's a large number. You know, there has been quite a lot of movement. But if you move outside the capital or the major towns, the situation there hasn't changed all that much in 100, maybe 200 years.
And that's despite the significant oil resources of the country, now up to $11 billion in the bank from the offshore oil and gas reserves. What do you think could be done in the next years, the coming years, to try and improve the lot of people outside the capital?
Well, there are lots of things to be done, but one of the most important areas where they haven't made a lot of progress is developing a self-sustaining economy. In other words, producing things other than oil that can, in fact, sustain the economic development of East Timor. And that's at the problem at the moment. You know, tourism was a sort of bonanza, but it didn't come about. And other things are very difficult. As for native industry, of course, it's done more cheaply and more comprehensively in nearby Indonesia. So it's a difficult area to develop, and it really needs to find its way in this respect. I'm sure it will make progress, but, you know, the oil resources may peter out in 2024. So really they haven't got a lot of time. After that, Timor may well be on its very limited resources, a very poor country. And I might mention, it's still, in terms of the lot of the ordinary people, it still is a rather poor country. Mm. I mean, the infrastructural development is mostly in Dili and the major towns. But if you go outside, not much has changed. The road system is not good, not nearly good enough for a country like East Timor.
So now that the UN is officially pulling out, there is a little bit of assistance with police training on an ongoing basis. But what sort of ways do you see the international community helping the country?
Well, I'd like to see the international community still represented through the UN, and there has been discussion about leaving an office in East Timor, an advisory office. I don't know whether that's actually going to take place, but it certainly does need a presence, because there are some areas which are rather worrying. One is, I think, the defence area. There is a defence force, and the problem with all defence forces is if there are problems, economic problems, or actually disputes between tribes, tribal groups, the defence forces can become involved. I'm not quite sure just how prepared the Defence Force is for that. You know, they've got better uniforms, they've got ranks, and they're more experienced now. But one of the big problems facing Timor is that in 2006 and after, the country got very close to civil war because of conflict involving tribal areas. And unfortunately, those rivalries still exist, and I think that needs to be watched very carefully.
And we'll certainly,
the outside community needs to be ever ready to give help to East Timor. And I think the most important thing is to watch developments very carefully.